Praise the Lord, everybody. Just give the Lord a big praise and a clap unto the Lord and honor the Lord our God. Amen, amen, amen. You may be seated in his presence. I really appreciate everyone, all the workers and everyone who stood in the gap for us. Give me 15 minutes and then I'll be over, okay? Because time has really gone from us. When we took our flight as a ministry, I had two co-pilots that flew with us. One was a Nigerian, one was a Ghanaian. The three of us went everywhere. We prayed, we cried, we interceded for people. Our unity could not be penetrated. We were single-eyed people, and our old unity was full of light. No demon could stand up against us. We break every power that came against us. Even Pastor Matthew Oshomolowo said to us, he's never seen so much unity among three different nation pastors. But we were one. We were together. And sometime when my wife said to me, are you discouraged? I'm not discouraged. I simply miss my friends. We were friends. We loved each other. There was nothing that we would say against each other, or nothing we would say that would disrupt each other, until the enemy came in and disrupt our unity and friendship. But under the leadership of the three men, myself and those two, we saw tremendous power. Tremendous power of the Holy Spirit. Prayer meeting, Bible studies, fasting, everywhere we go. We entered the country together. We went to Matthew's meeting together. We went to other meetings together, and we fellowship together. And God's power was with us. Amen. And sometime when I sit down and I wonder, thank God for where they are today, each have their ministries, and we thank God for them, but I miss them from the bottom of my heart, because they were men who stood for truth. They were men who stood for unity. They were men who stood for purpose and nothing. They weren't single-eyed that they have three different churches. They were men who stood for God in one purpose, single-eyedness. So the Lord appeared to me in a dream in the year 1980. It was a period then when I was disheartened, discouraged, seeking the occult through horoscopes, was tired of mistakes and sin and the party lifestyle. And many women, tired of drinking, smoking, gambling. Nothing worked. I wasn't good at smoking and I wasn't good at drinking. But I tried it anyhow. I even tried to sup marijuana. One or two times. It wasn't many times. But that didn't work because I didn't like the taste of it. Many people liked the taste of it. I didn't. And for a period of time, it gives you that buzz, but it never satisfied. One night I went to my bed as normal, and I fell into a deep sleep. Then I was transported to a desert place. where I saw thousands and thousands of human beings. There were two colors that I saw in that dream back in the 80s. There was a red color and a white color. People wearing red and white. Now I know white represent purity, red represent the blood of Jesus. But nevertheless, we were at this desert. Hundreds and thousands of people gathered in this desert. And then the Lord appeared from the clouds and opened his hands, and I saw the nail print in the hand of Jesus, the crown of glory around his head. And he stood in the cloud, you know, like stood in the cloud, like he's standing on a platform, but it was the cloud. We looked up. Thousands of people begin to weep and cry out for their mercy and cry out for their soul, because the Lord had come and we were not ready. That's include me. And so I began to speak. And I said, Lord, I know I'm not ready because I didn't know you'd come so quick. I was trying to enjoy myself. And all of a sudden you have come. But my wife has been to the Church of England to take her vows and her communion, confirmation at the Church of England. I haven't been nowhere. But I knew that you said one day you would come back to this earth and you would receive the church to yourself. And all of a sudden I saw people moving up, moving up, moving up, moving up, moving up from earth, passing the right hand of Jesus, and they would disappear into the clouds. And then I said, Lord, please, let me say goodbye to Noreen before you take her into the clouds. When I began to speak, I was lifted up from the ground up towards the creator of this vast universe, up towards Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And I came right back down to the ground. And I heard Jesus said to the people, prepare for thy eternal damnation. Then the crowd began to scream. Then I came back down to the ground and became conscious. And I touched the bed and I realized that God had not come and it was a dream. That dream drove me to seek God. And so we began to seek God through the book of Revelation. We read the book of Revelation from cover to end, from end to cover, from here to there. And I buried myself in the book of Revelation, hence the name of this church. The Alpha and Omega. I prayed and believed God, and then we started to move into the realm of God. God began to reveal himself through his word. And more of his word were revealed to us. I wasn't a good person. I wasn't a holy man. I was a sinner. And I sinned before God. But God didn't call me because I was good. He called me because he wanted to change my life. And he changed my life. And I became a believer in Jesus Christ. And I came to my mother and I said, Mom, I had a dream. I had a vision of God. And I had a vision of the end time. And I have a vision of the rapture of the church of Jesus Christ. My mother raised her hand to heaven and she said to me, Errol, God is calling you. For I'm still holding on. I don't know this song, but it's dear song. You know this song? Because I'm still holding on, Jesus, to his hand. For I'm still holding on. It doesn't matter what people may say or do. Those who started out with us in 2018 will not be with us 2019. But there's a reason. Listen, I don't have a lot of time, but let me just give you this. You have become born again. It means that your spirit has become alive. That's all it means. When you put God's word into your mouth and speak it, it will become life. Everything that is negative in the circle of your life, speak God's words to it. Why? Because you are surrounded by you are surrounded by unseen world and unseen forces that will only obey nothing than power and authority. You are surrounded by that unseen world. You are surrounded by demonic spirit in the unseen world, and they will obey nothing than power and authority. And if you say negative things, 2 Corinthians 10:5 will kick in. You will exalt above the knowledge of God. So when you say negative things, you are exalting. When you say, I can't make it, I don't have money, I can't do this, I am sick. You are exalting it against the knowledge of God, which told you differently. Oh my God. So, because you are surrounded by these evil, demonic, unseen world, which you cannot see into, you have to enter into it spiritually prepared. You can't enter it any and anyhow. When you enter it, you're gonna have to identify yourself. You identify yourself by you saying, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. I believe that he died on a cross for my sin. I believe with all my heart that he was buried and that he rose again from the dead and he ascended up into heaven and sat down at God's right hand and is making intercession for me. Now the word of God tells me the thief, and you're speaking into the spirit realm, the thief, which is you, comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy, but I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. And what I'm seeing now is not what God's promised me. It's not life in abundance. So something is wrong. Then you address what is wrong. How many of you, let me close it. How many of you in this hall today would say to me, Brother Campbell, there is a day in my life where I have never spoken one word. How many of you would say, I went all day and I never speak a word? How many of you? See, a fish was made for swimming. A dog was made for barking. A bird was made for flying and singing. A man was made to speak. But it is what he speaks will affect the spirit world which surrounds him. So he's got to put God's word in his mouth. This is why Jeremiah said, I put the word, God said, when he said, I can't speak, for I'm only a little child. God said, don't say it. Don't say it out of your mouth that you are a little child, for I will put my words in your mouth. And you will speak that which I have put in your mouth and into the atmosphere that surrounds your life, and it will change the purpose and destiny of your life. If you can speak it and speak it and speak it and speak it day and night, it will come to pass, because God's word is creative. We close up. God's word is creative power within your entire being. You are created by God. The scripture said you are fearfully and wonderfully made by God, and so forth. And you have God's personality because you are in the image of him, and you're alive in Christ because of the Holy Spirit who is your teacher. So where there is poverty and lack, you have to speak the opposite with the word of God. My God shall supply all my need. I give and it is given to me. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. Man is given back to me. I don't see it, but I'm not walking by what I see. I'm walking by what I believe. The spirit world is listening. Worlds listen to you and is watching what you do with Jesus' name. I've run out of the mic, but praise the Lord. Okay, I'm back. So that's just one example. Next one, a barrenness and lack of fruitfulness. You have to speak to these things because you need to change. My God, you are the only one that has been given speeches. You have to talk. Got to talk. You cannot go to work and your colleagues are beside you and you're saying, I'm not talking today. You've got to speak. You are made to speak. Therefore, put the word in you and then speak it out, because out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water, springing up into everlasting life. This he speaks of the Spirit. Amen. When sickness and disease come, don't say, oh me, I'm sick, I'm dying. This sickness is knocking me down. I feel terrible today. It is exalting itself against the knowledge of God. Because the knowledge of God said, by his stripes. Amen. And the more you can put God's word in your mouth, read it, pray it, say it, speak it, you are releasing it into the atmosphere around your life, where spirits are always around you waiting to hear what you're doing with the name Jesus. For there is power. There is power to break every chain, to break every chain, to break every chain.
There is power. Break every chain.
Now, listen. People that are seeking to be wearing, to be wedded, they want to be married. They are single, and they have become eligible to be married. And they have been single for a long time. And no one has approached them to become their husband. So they fall into despair as a believer, because of course the devil wants to keep you single. He wants that. So you have to begin to see this is the work of the devil. For God said, a man shall leave his father and mother and cleave to me, his wife. Or if you female, his wife. Are you saying it over yourself, looking yourself in the mirror and said, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. My husband shall see me and shall desire me as wife. Sometimes we hear a message and we do it one time and we bow out. The spirit world are waiting for you to continue steadfastly, unmovable, always abounding in the things of God. You keep on moving. You keep on going. There are some people who are so deceptive. Some Christians are deceptive. They tell lies. The spirit world are looking. They understand you. They study you. But keep on blasting them with the word of God, because it is the double-edged sword that's going to defeat them and put them to their knees. Need a promotion in your job. You begin to tell the Lord, and you begin to quote Psalm 24. The earth is. Because God's word has creative power. It has ability to defeat the enemy and to put him to his knees, because you're surrounded by stuff that wants you to fail. Then you pray for your children and tell what the word says about them. You pray for your spouse and tell what the word says about them. You're looking for spiritual breakthrough. You're looking for a spiritual breakthrough in your life. You want to go higher in God, deeper in the things of God, and you're looking for spiritual breakthrough, and you're wondering, Lord, when it's going to happen. It's going to happen when you stand up and make it happen. If it's going to be, then it's up to you. It's not up to God. He has already made it possible by the cross. Take up the cross. Enter the spirit world and let the devil know that you are here to stay. Devil, get on your side of the line, for I'm coming through and nothing can stop me. For the blood of Jesus is all over me. The kingdom of God suffers violence, and by violence I am now taking it by force. I have made mistakes. Of course I have. I've made many mistakes. And a lot of you can count all the mistakes that Bishop has made. If I knew there were going to be mistakes, I wouldn't have made them. The Gibeonites deceived me. The Gibeonites deceived me. Just like they deceived Joshua. Gibeonites deceived me. But praise God, I am still an overcomer. Thank you. And it's not over till it's over. I remember the Holy Spirit is my teacher, my helper. We are not alone. Amen. And in fact, Psalm 25, let's see. I'll pick this up next time I minister. But look at Psalm 25, all right? And then I'm going to be closing in a few minutes. All right? Psalm 25. Now, I've done nothing to no one. I've hurt no one. I didn't rape none of your children. I didn't do any evil to any family. My wife and I never did that. All we did is try our best to love you and for you to be a part of the ministry. Psalm 25 said, "Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in you. Let me never be ashamed. Let not my enemies," come on somebody, "let not mine enemies," he didn't say enemy, it says, "let not my enemies triumph over me." Amen. You say now, enemy, you cannot triumph over me. For God to use us, any of us, any person within this congregation, any one of you can do what I've done. Any one of you can build a church. Any one of you can raise up a ministry. Any one of you can do it. Because there are billions of people. So any one of you can raise. No one has to be jealous of any church, any pastor, anyone, because any one of you can do what I have done. But there are three spiritual health checks that you need in your life. Number one, accountability. Number two, honesty. And number three, integrity. My mentor said, you have to be fat, faithful, available, and teachable. And Brother Gill said, add accountability to it. So accountability, honesty, and integrity. The church is about to enter into the next move of God. And we are going to see people come under a very powerful anointing. Church, what we need today is resurrection power. The church moves into resurrection power because without the resurrection power, the church cannot defeat its enemies. But we are about to move in another realm, another phase of ministry. The truth will be told. We're living in a dangerous world where deception is the highest agenda. One of the places where you can deceive is in the church. If you do not have eyes and ears to hear, you will hear the wrong things. And it will lead you into a path that you follow, and it leads to a dead end. Let's close. He's all. Let's stand. He's all I